Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
216-474-0092. It's Spencer German. It's Denny Cunningham with you, filling in for Ken and Lima one more time. Coming up at 6:40, we find out if Danny Cunningham, even Mitch to a degree, did their homework last night. Or really this morning. We'll find out.
I had homework?
Yeah, you did have homework. You forgot already?
I did.
You forgot this teacher's assignment?
I did.
Okay.
Well, whoops. That look on your face. I'm excited to find out what this is.
He's
now
racking his brain. He's like, "What? What
I don't remember. I do not remember a homework assignment.
It was homework that was assigned, and you polite. Nah, yeah, I don't know if it was polite. You adamantly declined. You're like, I'm not handing that assignment in. We'll get to it. 6:40.
See, I got hurt because Owen was out yesterday. No one would have helped me on the homework assignment had he been in.
But we're talking about Andrew Berry's comments on the Quinshon Judkins situation. The other part of this that I thought was interesting, Danny, was that Andrew, he tried to very much appeal to your the fan base's emotions in a way where it's like, we really care about this.
Yeah.
And he talked about like tossing and turning at night and how this, you know, the thing that I think he used the exact quote of like, the thing that keeps you up at night is. And I just wonder, like on the heels yesterday of talking about Miles showing up to camp and talking about the Super Bowl and whether or not people really buy into that and can like rally around that in a, after an offseason where Miles also requested a trade and went out and like, you know, bashed the organization up and down for like the better part of a month. Like can fans buy into that? And I think the same thing sort of applies here where you look back at the history of this organization, especially with this regime and the guys that they've brought in. I mentioned some of the names. Perrion Winfrey, obviously the Mike Hall thing last year.
Deshaun Watson.
Well, and that was the big one because that's the one that I think as soon as you have a situation like what happened with Quinshon Judkins, and then you stand behind a microphone and you tell everybody, yeah, you know, this is keeping me up at night. This is like, we take this very seriously. We really care about this. We try to educate on this. It matters to us that our players don't do these things. You want to talk about eye rolls. Like, I feel like you could hear the collective eye roll from this fan base or the majority of this fan base when, did it keep you up at night when you knew that you were trading 3 first round picks for a guy that was accused of everything he was accused of and gave him $230 million, because that didn't seem like it kept you up at night. You seemed pretty excited about bringing in potentially a franchise quarterback. Your owner sat there and told everybody, since we got this guy, season ticket sales have gone up, not down. So it didn't really seem like anybody was losing sleep back then. Now all of a sudden it's like, we take all these. And I know the situations are somewhat different because Deshaun wasn't accused of domestic violence, obviously. But in the same breath, like, these all fall into the same bucket of...
Yes, off-the-field issues.
Off-the-field problems that are very, very egregious and unbecoming of a person.
It's one of those things that Barry says, and I understand why he says it, because I do think that this is a way to sympathize with the fan base, right? Like, you want the fan base to feel as if this is something that the Browns do care about, that they do take seriously. And I'm not saying that they don't care about this or that they don't take it seriously, because I do think they do care about this. And I think Andrew does actually care about these things. And maybe he is actually losing sleep. I don't know. I don't know what his Fitbit says.
Can't be losing more sleep than me this week. That's for sure.
Probably not. But it's one of those things I don't think you have to say, because I just think it leaves it open for it to be questioned. Like, all you have to say is we view this as a very serious matter. And how often, with just about everything, how often have we seen Andrew Berry talk around things where he doesn't say anything to give away any emotion for how they feel about something? Andrew Berry does that all the time. Kevin Stefanski does it too. I don't think he needed to say, I've been losing so much sleep over this, because all it does is give us room to question it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right. And I think all he had to say was, we take this very seriously. Obviously, it is a legal matter. We have to let it play out in the court of law and off the field before we can even think about bringing him into this building and signing him to a contract. That's really all I have to say on the matter. You don't have to say you're losing sleep over. You don't have to, I think, convey that, oh, I care so much about this, because the track record says otherwise. And I think that with every other move that they've made, and again, I lean more towards where you're at with this, to where he didn't necessarily have these red flags. Like, I don't think that this happening is Andrew Berry's fault.
No.
Where I do think with some of the other moves that have been made, where guys have had maybe some rougher histories with some of the off the field things, that can be attributed to Andrew Berry more than this can. I think this is very unfortunate, but I don't blame Andrew Berry for this happening. Obviously, I wish it didn't happen, but I don't blame Andrew Berry for this. But I don't think he needed to be like, oh man, I have lost so much sleep over this, for us to understand that, yeah, this was another screw up by somebody on the Browns. I just don't think that he needed to take this on a personal level himself.
Yeah.
I think all he needed to do was basically say what he said about all the other things.
Yeah, it's the right message, but it's the wrong messenger in a way. And I honestly don't, like, I don't know that there's a right messenger within the Browns to deliver that line either.
Well,
like,
there's not a good message to deliver as far as this goes. The Browns are in a tough spot because of it.
I think the Browns in general are just the wrong messenger on issues or off the field problems like this. Speaking on them, whether it's Andrew Berry, whether it's if Kevin Stefanski had dropped that line, which Kevin, I think, does the best job of staying.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Totally away from any of these things.
Well, I mean, he has the most practice at it. He's been the guy that has had to be the meat shield for this type of thing for, you know, how many days a year?
Well, and ultimately, like, especially this time of year, he's so dialed in. I'm like, listen, I'm trying to get a football team ready to play football games. I'm a coach. I am not a lawyer. I am not a, I'm not the guy who builds the roster theoretically. I might have some say in it, but I'm not building. Like, that's above my pay grade is what he would probably sort of put it, even though he's getting paid similarly to Andrew Berry. But I'm just saying, like,
it's not his department.
Yeah, he made that clear, by the way. Like, I was trying to pull it further and loop it around, and it just fell. Day one, he was like, anything on the Quinshon stuff, like, you guys could talk to Andrew about that tomorrow. Like, he laid that out from the beginning. So I don't know that there's a great messenger within this organization anyway, because I think everybody's going to be viewed this way. I agree with you, though, that I think you just kind of keep it simple, where it's like, listen, we do take this seriously. You talk about the education piece, where it's like, these are all the things that we've done to try to get through to guys, like, how important it is to avoid these situations and how you can control your emotions in certain situations so you're not getting caught in these problems and getting arrested and having to experience this. But to open up the whole Quinshon can of worms yesterday by telling us, like, the thing that keeps you up at night, the thing that really has you losing sleep at night, it's like, dude, nobody buys this.
Right.
Nobody buys this, because if that was the case, it's the same thing with, like, Jimmy Haslam telling us in his press conference when they signed Deshaun, after they signed or traded for Deshaun, and him telling us, like, yeah, you know, we talked to our daughters about this move.
Yes.
It was like, nobody believes that you did that.
Yes, it's one of those things where you are sitting in the room or you're listening over the airwaves to this press conference. You're like, you should probably have just not said that.
Yes.
You didn't need to say anything in place of it. All you had to do was not say that. And I think that, while maybe there have been some more cringeworthy moments in Brown's history, this is one that you just look at and say, you know, you really didn't need to say that, Andrew. You really didn't need to.
I agree. I think it ends up ultimately sort of being lost on deaf ears here. I think a lot of the fan base is just kind of, you know, and again, I know that we've all, as NFL consumers, fans, people who cover the team, whatever your role might be, we have all kind of been conditioned to this point to, I don't want to say, like, you know, look the other way on this stuff, but, like, we all kind of understand, like, it's going to happen. The world keeps turning. Football goes on, right?
I mean, I think it's because it is incredibly unfortunate that that might be the reality for some people, but it's because football has become so big and so powerful, and all we care about, all a lot of people care about, is what's it look like on Sunday? Can this guy help my favorite football team win football games? Because that is what I care about. That is the, I think, the line of thinking for so many people. That's why so many people were on board with the Deshaun Watson acquisition when it happened.
Because it was like, if he was what he was in 2020.
It's like, man, this guy could really play quarterback. And now, of course, he's an absolute lemon. He has no idea what he's doing on a football field at this point. But people were okay with that because it's like, man, this guy led the league in passing. The Browns have not had a franchise quarterback. Like, that is the line of thinking for so many people. And it's the unfortunate reality that we live in, where this is a success-oriented business. And if people can help you find success, there are a lot of things that executives and coaches are willing to look past.
Nothing told, I think, the football fans, or I guess just like everybody, the society in general here in America, how much we look the other way on stuff in football. Then I think the DeMar Hamlin thing. We all literally watched a guy die on the field. Like, he was dead for at least a moment there.
And the NFL wanted to play the game. They wanted to keep the game going.
And we were right back that next week, like, yeah, football. And it became like this rallying cry for week,
2 days later. That was a Monday night game.
True. Yeah, you're right.
There was a Thursday. There might not have been.
I don't think it was a Thursday night game because I think it was too late in the season. Yeah. But yeah, like, the fact that we all saw somebody die in the field, and then we were right back in next week, and we were like, not celebrating DeMar, but it was like, it became a rallying cry for the NFL. Like, we want DeMar back. Like, he's going to recover. And it was like, we'll look the other way on anything if we'll look the other way on a guy dying in the field. And we still turn this sport on every single week. Let's go to Mike in Streetsboro, Ken's neck of the woods. Mike, have you seen Ken out and about this week while he's been off?
No. But, I mean, guys, you realize with this whole Quinshon thing, if we have another bad season, they are both, Gary and Stefanski are bye-bye. They are not coming back. And if he's losing sleep over this, you know that's a laugher. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the point, I think, that Danny and I, and we appreciate the call, Mike, are both getting.
I mean, I don't know that those guys are necessarily on the hottest of seats right now, because I do think it's sort of understood that this is not going to be a great season, as we talked about yesterday with Myles Garrett's Super Bowl expectations, which are just not realistic.
Yeah.
I think everybody understands what this season is, and I do think if they were going to be let go because of a lack of success, it probably would have happened after last year. I think if you are expecting this Browns team to be very good, you have the wrong expectations. And I think that goes from ownership all the way down to fans.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think Jimmy Haslam sort of set the record straight on. Not to say Mike doesn't have a point. Like, in a perfect world, yeah, like everything that's transpired, the Quinshon stuff now, yeah, like these are all things that would put a guy on the hot seat normally. But I think Jimmy Haslam kind of told you, hey, we're going to give these guys some time to figure this thing out and dig us out of this sort of hole that we're in terms of our roster and where we're at in terms of our record and how good of a team we are.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.